It's Friday, the 7th. Yeah, I'm sure it's the 17th. Friday the 17th of July. Just after 9 a.m. We had an extra hour sleep in bed this morning. Just because. It's actually very nice at this moment, I have to say. It's mild, going on slightly warm. The sun's shining at the moment, although there's still masses, swathes of cloud. And there's a good stiff breeze blowing. Actually, everything's sodden and some of the plants have been beaten down to the ground because last night, during the night, there was, apparently, I heard heavy wind, but apparently someone suggested it was to be gale force winds. Well, I don't know about gale force. Certainly there was a very strong wind blowing at one point, but I think it's more the rain that's thumped the plants down to the ground. But with the sun shining just now and everything glistening, it's actually very pleasant. Almost humid. Yes, humid. The ornamental grass is now going on 4 foot high. Bent over blades are bejeweled, actually. Shows you how waterproof they are. Designed, I guess, to funnel the water down towards onto the stem and then all the way down the stem to the ground, to the roots. It's actually lovely. As if someone had got those little ornamental wee beads and stuck them all over the leaves. It's lovely. So, good sleep last night. Obviously an extra hour in bed, which is quite welcome. Although nothing. That temporary clothesline, nylon, green nylon clothesline I put up for my wife when the tumble dryer was busted. Because she doesn't normally use a clothesline. That's stretched between tree and fence, about 30 feet. And that's also bejeweled for those hanging beads of water. I've got a great temptation to be childish and go across and plunk or ping that rope, to which all the beads of water shoot up in the air and then back down. I watched as I washed my breakfast dishes this morning. I watched a pair of hawkshead moths. I'm sure that's what they're called, hawkshead moths. I watched the pair mating. No, it's not being vulgar. I wouldn't have noticed them had they not been flapping their wings as they met tail to tail, as it were. And then they settled down and stopped flapping completely. So if I hadn't caught them at the initial not sure embrace is the right word, but you know what I mean, where they were flapping to get their cells settled into position. I would never have spotted them. Same colour as the branch, well, the very thin branch, twiggy branch actually, but same colour. So I'm glad that I caught them in that moment. It's nice to see nature getting on, even though the weather has been pretty damn bad. And two goldfinches are on the Niger feeder. They're very nervous. They're not really feeding yet. Both landed on the same time and they're being super, super vigilant. Heads bobbing left, right, left, right, left, right, and I'm not even sure they've taken a seed yet. Maybe because I'm here, I don't know. Anyway. I do love nature. Absolutely love nature. Especially since us humans are the destructor of nature. The destructors, destroyers. We are. Even I am included. Even I, as if I'm something important or not. I mean, even someone like me who absolutely loves nature. I'm party to destroying it and what I do. Running big engine cars. Or car. You know. Using up fossil fuels, gas central heating. Electricity. All the things you're doing. All I can do is try and do my best, a bit, to try and preserve what I can preserve and do what I can. We were sitting watching our wildlife program last night. It was the Mighty Shannon River over in Ireland. I can't remember the guy's name. It wasn't exactly an Irish name. Well, I think it was something like Colin Stafford something. Three names. The guy was really good though. He was Irish. And he was gently paddling, cruising through all the different waterways of the Shannon. Shown as a wildlife that existed, how he's missed out over the years, how he used to, as a younger man, hear curlews, flocks of curlews, and redshanks, and warblers. It was part of the landscape when he was a younger man. He says now that you hardly hear them. It's true. It was a beautiful program, an hour long, and just the photography, the videography, absolutely stunning. But nature, lots of things in nature are disappearing. I don't know why I'm on a nature track this morning. There's no harm, does it? As the big wood pigeon has landed in the grass, well, I have to say, it's obviously not seen me yet. They spooked me. Yesterday I come around the back corner of the house and you don't know they're there at times. But they take off with that almighty thwack of the wings and then whoosh, and it scares the A good old Irish expression would be, it scares the bejesus out of you. It is warm this morning. Very pleasant indeed. Ironically, when the weather was calmer, less turbulent, it was cold. Now we get gale and torrential rain and the temperature goes up, yeah. Just like that, and I don't know if that's because it just suddenly, I wasn't looking in its direction, it just suddenly realised that someone was here, and it shot straight up into one of the trees. Daft buggers. Made me jump. It's amazing how a big fat bird like that can move so quickly, if not quietly. Take off like a rocket. I think they're lovely birds. Stupid. Maybe not so stupid. Maybe just more. What's the word I'm looking for? Just blackbirds on the grass now. I don't see the fledgling. Mr. Blackbird was there a minute ago. It might be off, away, hunted out of the garden. Isn't that funny, isn't it? Well, not funny. Again, back to nature. We just get to a stage where squawk and open its beak at its mum and dad. One day too many. And then it'll be unceremoniously, God, that's a big word, I couldn't spell that, unceremoniously ejected from the garden. Go on and don't come back. If you come back, you'll be treated as an intruder. Hey, James. Do you think that the birds, they've been ejected, go sit in a tree nearby and feel rotten, have a wee greet to themselves that their mammy and daddy's booted them out? What will I do? Where will I go? Right, I'll go and let Big Wood Pigeoness come down for a bite to eat. Obviously very hungry since it's come back down on the fence. Right, the thing is, as soon as I move, however quietly and silently, it'll spook and go. It's on the grass now. So, there you go.